I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. Last week, USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue announced that USDA will halt imports of fresh Brazilian beef. Since March, USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service has been inspecting all of the meat products which have arrived in the United States from Brazil. FSIS has refused entry to 11% of the Brazilian fresh beef products. That 11% is considerably higher than the rejection rate of 1% of the shipments from the rest of the world. Washington Cattle Feeders Association's executive director, Jack Field, said that his organization was one of the many in the beef industry that shared their concerns.
This is a great signal. This demonstrates the fact that USDA clearly heard the concerns of producers and industry organizations. They are implementing a program that does work. The halt of the import of the product is exactly what was supposed to happen should something like this occur. So this is all a very positive signal. We're very appreciative of the work of USDA and of Secretary Perdue to stop the import and ensure that we can protect the safety of our domestic food supply and ensure that we have a high quality product here for our consumers.
Brazil's meat industry has been in turmoil this year since the investigation of a corruption scheme that allowed tainted meat to pass in-country inspections. The suspension will remain in place until the Brazilian Ministry of Agriculture takes corrective action, which USDA finds satisfactory. That's today's Land and Livestock Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.